Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Top five songs from this week in 1977. Started off with a little bit of Glen Campbell and Southern Nights.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern Night?
This is awesome stuff.
I had this 45.
I'm jealous. How much you want for it?
I don't know if I still have it. I had it.
If you do, it's big money. It's probably worth $8-9.
Southern
Nights. So every now and then we like to count down the top five songs from this week in our past. From remember when you were in school and college, and take you back to that time when you were younger and having a little bit more fun. I don't remember where I was in 1970. I was probably riding my skateboard. Jennifer, where were you? You weren't even.
Was not born yet.
You were not even born.
And then just a glimmer in my mother's eye.
Our friend Molly Page is joining us today. In 1977, where were you, Molly?
We had just moved to Las Vegas from Montana.
Bright lights, big city. All right. And our old friend, Roberta Fasanelli, is with us also. Roberta, in 1977, you were a reporter for who?
United Press International.
UPI. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
In New York City.
Riding around listening to all this stuff. And I lost my songs there. Hold on one second. All right, so number four this week in 1977 is a band that performed at my high school when I was in the 11th grade.
Rich girl, and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely.
So awesome that they were at your high school.
Yeah, we had to, Carefree Sugarless Gum had a contest.
I remember you telling that.
And our whole high school spent the better part of a week doing nothing but filling out 3x5 cards that said Carefree Asterix Sugarless Gum. We thought we were getting Billy Idol.
And you won Hall & Oates.
And we won Hall & Oates. And they were great. They were awesome. We loved them. We loved them. All right, the number three song this week in 1977, Thelma Houston.
Leave me this way.
Don't leave me this way.
No, I love this song.
I can't survive. I can't stay alive.
I remember dancing to this.
Some
of those great disco clubs.
Stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yes.
Absolutely. Roberta is from New York, and she was the queen of disco back in the late 70s.
Oh, yes.
And has stories to tell about Studio 54.
And some other clubs
There's
as well.
No doubt. Here we go. All right, so let's take it all back down. Let's get to the wife beater who used to be on Starsky and Hutch with David Soul.
Don't give up on us, baby.
This is a little pukey, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little pukey, and thinking about this guy. I love Starsky and Hutch. Great stuff. Huggy Bear. Who can beat that stuff, right?
It's the strings.
But don't you, I mean, once you know a guy's past like this, that he used to hit his wife, then it just kind of ruins it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Deal breaker.
Yeah. All right, yep. So let's make it a little bit happier. Everybody wants to dance now.
It's another one.
I bet Roberta was a dancing queen.
Oh, I was big time.
This will be in my head all day.
An earworm, yes.
ABBA with Dancing Queen was the number one song this week in 1977. Do you know that ABBA was the biggest export from Sweden, bigger than Volvo? More records sold, more money made for that country than Volvo.
And apparently they didn't speak English. They all did this with phonics, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hooked on phonics worked for them.
Yes.
Really?
they didn't speak any English.
And think about how much money they're still making with the movie, the Broadway plays, the whole
thing.
The
Broadway show is still on, Mamma Mia. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's been running forever.
When I was, 20-something years old, my parents moved into a house, and the couple next door looked just like one of the couples from ABBA. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. You moved next to ABBA. All right, there it is, your top five songs.
None of my neighbors look like they're from ABBA.
This week.
They're like Los Lonely Boys. All right.
Oh,
I got.
Your top five songs from this week in 1977 on Doug Steffens' Good Day. It's 28 past the hour on the Good Day Show.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is time. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula, and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.